Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting seventh. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jeff Ballard. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Odibe McDowell. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Aguayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Yett. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Tettleton moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McDowell hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aguayo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Aguayo hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aguayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Worthington strikes out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first, with yet covering, for the out. Anderson moves to third. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Anderson scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Orsalak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Orsalak hits a line drive into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Allinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ballard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 0 for 1 in the game. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aguayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive beyond third. Jacoby can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a line drive towards second. Aguayo catches it and tags Ripken out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aguayo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aguayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Aguayo hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. McDowell moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carter is 0-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McDowell moves to third. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bradley is 0-2 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ripken is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Tettleton is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1-1. O'Brien is 0-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jacoby is 0-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Young is 0-1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Allenson is 0-1 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ballard fires to first and has Allenson trapped. There's the throw to Ripken who tags Allenson for the out. Two outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Furman is 0-1 in the game. Furman hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Orsilac is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Orsilac hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Milligan is 0-2 in the game. Milligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orsilac moves to third. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sheets is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sheets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orsilac scores. Milligan moves to second. It's 4-2, Orioles. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Worthington is 0-2 in the game. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Sheets moves to second. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ripken is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aguayo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aguayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aguayo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards third. Worthington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Orsulac is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Orsulac strikes out. 1 out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Milligan hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of McDowell. Milligan reaches second base with a double. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheets is walked intentionally. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 0 for 3 in the game. Worthington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milligan scores. Sheets moves to third. It's 5-2, Orioles. Steve Finley pinch runs for Larry Sheets. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Luis Medina pinch hits for Felix Fermin. Greg Olson now pitching. Dave Clark pinch hits for Luis Medina. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark strikes out. 1 out. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McDowell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McDowell hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Young moves to third. 2 outs. Mark Salas pinch hits for Luis Aguayo. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Salas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Brown now playing second base. Dave Clark now playing right field. Corey Snyder now playing shortstop. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bradley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter strikes out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.